From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a few minutes, you'll hear about a scholarship contest involving a video game. First, though, Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum visited Fort Worth yesterday to promote his plan to overhaul the tax code. The former senator from Pennsylvania told the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth the idea is to reward work and support families.
America has lost hope. And if you look at the survey data now, you have a majority of Americans who think that their life is not going to be better in the future.
Santorum proposes a flat 20% income and business tax. Everyone would get a $2,700 income tax credit. And he'd do away with all but two itemized deductions, charitable giving, and mortgage interest.
All income taxed at the exact same level, 20%. That's why we call this plan a 2020 clear vision for America.
Santorum says he'd repeal the Affordable Care Act to cover the cost of his trillion-dollar plan. North Texas is familiar territory to Santorum. He took the top job at a Christian film company in Flower Mound after losing the 2012 Republican primary to Mitt Romney. Santorum will return to North Texas this weekend for a presidential candidate forum at Preston Wood Baptist Church in Plano. Texas lawmakers want to know why a state agency spent $2 million for a flawed research project on veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. The Dallas Morning News and NBC5 last month reported the State Health and Human Services Commission approved more than $2 million in no-bid funding for PTSD research at a clinic in Irving. About 140 veterans spent 2 weeks testing treatment that included spinning veterans in a chair to stimulate their brains. Sue Ambrose is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News. She spoke to Think host Chris Boyd earlier this month about the investigative report.
The doctors that we interviewed, and we talked to people who study PTSD and also people who do study the brain's balance system, and they don't see any medical reason to think that spinning in a chair could do anything other than for one particular type of vertigo. There is a type of vertigo that they thought could be treated in the chair because it, you know, the motion would loosen up debris in the inner ear and help restore balance. But they said even for that, you don't need a spinning chair.
Members of the Texas House Ethics Committee are requesting an internal investigation. The committee is already investigating the Health and Human Services Commission after it was revealed the agency awarded millions of dollars without following proper bidding procedures. A Texas Lyceum poll last month surveyed 1,000 adults on a number of hot-button issues. 49% of Texans who responded support gay marriage. That's up from 33% in 2011. But 40% opposed allowing same-sex couples to legally marry. The poll also touched on immigration, racial discrimination, marijuana, and the 2016 presidential race. Jennifer Sarver and Darren Shaw supervised that poll. They'll talk with Chris Boyd today on Think, live from KUT in Austin at 1 o'clock. Millions of kids play the computer game Minecraft, and that inspired UT Dallas to create its own game called Polycraft World. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports winners get more than bragging rights. They win UTD scholarships.
Stand by. You are about to play the dangerous game of espionage.
Promotional contests like this old radio spot have been around for a long time.
You will be given coded instructions directing you to one of the major cities of the world.
Contests exist because they work. So UT Dallas came up with one of its own. It created Polycraft World, a version of Minecraft, the ridiculously popular computer game where you can make stuff with 3D digital building blocks. In Polycraft World, where poly means polymers, you build stuff using rubber, plastics, resins. UT Dallas posts the challenges on YouTube.
Good afternoon, everyone. So let's get right down to it. In a 60-second video, highlight your creativity using bouncing blocks. Here's a tip. More advanced rubbers let you bounce higher. So, show us what you can do. Will you make the greatest pogo stick in the world?
The pogo stick contest is called Bounce Check. Organic chemist and UTD senior lecturer Christina Thompson hopes the challenge will lead players to learn more about chemistry without even knowing it. She says in Polycraft World, it's easy for players to find natural rubber. They tap it from a tree and transform it with chemistry.
But if you go through the distillation process, there are something like 12 new rubbers in the game. So if you make a better rubber, a rubber that in the real world is more bouncy, you can bounce really, really high.
And bounce right onto the winner's stand. Each week for 12 weeks, there's a new challenge. Each winner gets a $5,000 scholarship. It's open to current and prospective UTD students. Not all the contests are about chemistry. UTD student Jordan Black wants to be a computer game programmer. He plays Minecraft to relax. Polycraft World is more of a job because he entered to win the scholarship.
I want to be a game developer. I want people to play games to enjoy them, to be entertained, but also to learn to build themselves as a person. So getting a scholarship is just one more incentive to play games.
One weekly contest appeals to wannabe journalists and calls on contestants to report on events in Polycraft World. Another, get the most visitors to your Polycraft home. Jennifer Tidwell likes that one because it involves social media to entice visitors, and that reminds her of her world. She's the social media coordinator for UTD's Polycraft.
It's how we talk to each other now. We talk in 140 characters and we tweet at people. That's how I've met a lot of people, is through Twitter, and I love it. And I think that it's how we spread the word, is how we're going to get the word out about Polycraft, along with YouTube videos.
University of Texas at Dallas assistant professor Walter Voigt is looking forward to seeing how players pull off wins in each category. Then he wants them on campus.
The best creative problem solvers in the world are people that sort of, they're finding systems that are in place and finding ways to make those systems better, to tweak them, to adjust them, to do things we haven't thought of to find a way to win these competitions. Those are the students we want here at UTD.
Today's computer game geeks, Voigt says, are going to be the movers and shakers of this country. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
And finally, the American League Division Series is going to a fifth game. The Rangers lost to the Blue Jays 8-4. The Rangers will play tomorrow in Toronto. In the forecast, high around 90 today, overnight low 58. It's 61 degrees now in Dallas, 58 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.